So for you, it's not empty babbling. Are you getting my point? There is a day to manifest. I mean, one day, Simeon saw Jesus Christ. He said, now thy servant can depart in peace, that my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. He knew what he was praying for. The moment he saw it, he said, good, now I can go. Now, if you are in that kind of situation, even in the same line you are speaking every day, believe me, it's not empty repetition. Are you getting my point? Have you gotten that point? Next week, I was hoping we'll do it today, but because I got in late, so I didn't have time to prepare that one very well. Alright? So next week, we'll take some of those things. It will work for us as examples, but specifically, we'll be praying about for the country. Pray for the power sector, judiciary, everything. Specifically, about wickedness. Wicked men that don't want us to make progress. You know, there are people who are just so wicked. That is, you'll be amazed. People are just wicked. They're just wicked. They just, you know... I won't mention the state. There was one state in this country I went to recently. And it caused me to think that whoever was the governor of this state was a real goat. Yeah, really. I know Nigeria has a lot of goats as governors. Yeah, there are so many goats in power in this country. So many goats. Now, what do I mean? They have no plan. There's nothing they are trying to achieve. They are just sitting down. Their own is that, okay, has the money come? How do we share it? The only plans they have is these days, you know, Nigeria, the whole world is like that now. Things are getting tough. What am I saying? Things are getting tough. If you steal money today, even if you're a PDP national chairman, 6 years later, they can come and say, oh boy, 6 years ago, you chose some money and they put you on trial. You can take land wrongly in Abuja after 8 years and you have built an eight story building on it. One rascal by the name Erufai will just come, pull it down. I won't pay you any one naira compensation. Why? He said that you got land wrongly. So people, the fear of retribution has come upon the hearts of Nigerians now. You know, especially those who are in power. Yeah, you know it's a problem now. I don't want to, that's not wasting, I was going to be great, alright? But when some of my guys were analyzing what this meeting I went for, these are my convention, many things we do there. One of those days, we had this meeting of this, we have this investment company, very interesting. But it's local soteria. Just guys amongst us that just formed the company together. And the vision is that you build up to be a very great company, and I know it's going to happen, alright? So, you're analyzing the investment they have made so far. And one guy was analyzing the movement of the stock market. I was looking at them like this. Small boys, you know what I mean? Young guys. And they're telling me that, that there's some money they put in so and so bank that they're going to pull it out. Why? He said it's election year. I said, what do you concern election? Concern the value of your money. Okay. They said that Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, pegged interest rate on fixed deposits. Therefore, the politicians who kept money in banks said this is not good. They took it out and put it in the stock market. And the stock price started climbing gradually. He says it's election year now that they are going to put the money out to do campaign. So the market. And he said, sir, you know, now this one I'm coming to. He said, now it's difficult to move the money abroad. That now, if you steal money in Nigeria, if you stay in Nigeria, yeah, it's difficult to carry it abroad now. Because United States of America is sniffing everybody as they are passing. And if money work out anyhow, they don't care. Alright? No, their problem is with terrorism. They are afraid of terrorists. And there are a number of problems. If you move money anyhow, you can fund terrorists anywhere in the world. And they will not let that happen. That's number one. Number two, if you move money out of Africa, you are making Africa poorer. And the poorer a nation is, the more it produces terrorists. So when you see them canceling debt, it wasn't out of a large heart. It was security. It was, no, for security reasons. That the poorer these people get, the more problems we have in our own countries. When this man finished analyzing, I said, now, wow, I was just looking at it, and my mouth open. The Lord is good. So I'm saying that, so, thank God, you know, Nigerians are getting wise now. The rogues in Nigeria are stealing with more caution. Right now, they use other people's names to steal. All right? Now, this is what I'm making. A lot of governors that we have, the goats amongst them, they just sit down in the morning, and all they are doing is devising evil on how to hide stolen money. They asked one governor recently. They said, we heard that you have not paid civil servants in your state for like 3 months. He said, it's not true. The Labour Congress in our state and the governor and the government, we have a very cordial relationship. I told my wife, was that this man is a thief. I said, did you notice he answered the question? Is it true that your teachers, doctors, everybody that's working for you, you haven't paid them for a few months? He said, oh, no. The fact is that the labor in the state and the government will have a very cordial relationship. No, this guy is a criminal. This guy is a criminal. Either you have paid, or you have not paid. Which one is the relationship? What do you concern relationship concerning my salary? Look, if you and them not get a relationship, it doesn't matter. Just pay them your salary. And no matter how cordial relationship is, if you don't pay for 6 months, which kind of rubbish relationship is that? I told my wife, he was coming out of government house that day, we interviewed him. One handsome guy like this. I told my wife, this guy is a criminal. This guy is a criminal. And later on, when I heard the gist, I said, no wonder he can't pay. That the people in that city, they better rise up and pray. They have a prince of Persia over them. All the angels bringing blessings, they don't hang. And they won't bring prosperity. Fights will start in the heavens. You will hear thunder clouds on the earth. It thinks it wants to rain. It's not rain. It's all the occultic powers that's repelling blessing that God is sending. They are wicked people. He said, have respect unto the covenant of God, because the dark places of the earth, they are filled with the habitations of cruelty. Men are very wicked. Not our job. Those prayers of this is I understand those sounds of David. Some of them doesn't used to look like wicked prayer. Make his children fatherless and his wife a widow. Like Abba, David, which kind of? But now I understand that it's necessary. I'm telling you, it's necessary. There are some boys who will be fatherless. There's nothing we can do about it. They can't say that one boy will not be fatherless. 1 million people will be suffering. Anyway, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. We'll do that next week. I just wanted to introduce that. Let's just rise to our feet and take this our prayer we used some time ago. Like I said, they never wear out. I hope you all have it pasted somewhere. This at the beginning, we started praying for ourselves. And this was the prayer we used that time. I just want us to do that once again, and then we'll close. But I wanted us to do it for a while, but we've been busy doing many other things. So if you remember then, what we did was just take certain prayers. I remember I explained that what exactly was Jesus praying about for himself every day, all right? Because we know that the Bible says that he was heard in that he feared, that he cried in the days of his flesh, he cried to him that was able to deliver him from death, and he was heard in that he feared. And therefore we said, what were the things that he was saying? And we have been able to understand and decode some of them. And so we wrote out some of them, lifted mostly from the book of Psalms, and derived from those prophetic words concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and we used them. I don't know how many of us have that. How many people have it? All right, but those who don't have, maybe, what do we do now? Okay, maybe next week we can make copies again and let them. Just free, just pick a copy, all right? But maybe by next week you can pick a copy. Something you just take, and when you are reading it out, you read it with meaning. And believe me, they are very powerful words. Now what you are going to do is, I'll read a line. You will repeat the line that I have read. It's quite long. Let's see how much we can do of it today. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you are going to repeat it like you believe what you are saying. Amen. Let's start again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Say, I'm not afraid of economic downturn.
I'm not afraid of economic downturn.
Say, God blesses me, my needs are supplied.
God blesses me, my needs are supplied.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me.
The Lord is with me.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
For this reason, I am of sound mind.
I am sound in my mind.
I am
sound in my mind.
My mental faculties are in order.
And I am not confused.
He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. My steps are ordered by the Lord.
I am led by his Spirit.
And I know and obey the will of God. Let's say that again. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his Spirit.
And I know and obey the will of God.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil,
for the Lord is with me.
His rod and his staff,
they comfort me.
He prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies.
He has anointed my head with oil.
That means I have divine enablement to fulfill my assignment in life.
Say it loud. I have divine enablement.
To fulfill my assignment in life.
My life is not an accident.
I was born on purpose to fulfill the will of God.
Declare it, my life is not an accident.
I was born on purpose.
There is a will of God for me to fulfill.
Say, my cup overflows.
That is, I have all that I need to do what God wants me to do.
Say it again, I have all that I need to do what God wants me to do.
All my needs are met.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs.
Let me just explain something. As you are speaking these words, don't think they are just empty words, though. You are from your spirit. If you are uttering them by faith, forces are going out and they are... Look, listen. Those last statements you made, if you make them from a heart of faith, all right, there are doors that were closed will suddenly open. That's a matter of fact.
Because listen, there are two sides to the control of events on the earth. God has a will, all right? But then his will doesn't do anything until we agree with them and give words, you know? Like what we are doing, that we are releasing the power in his words into the atmosphere. Do you understand my point? All right, so when you say it, when you declare it like that, what you're actually doing, God will realize all the time that we grumble. Therefore, nothing flows towards us. But when we declare what God has said, then that is a spiritual thing. I think I said it last Saturday or 2 days ago. That things outside, they have ears. All right? As Jesus spoke to a tree and he heard him, things have ears. All right? You are here, you are speaking. There are board meetings holding and they have ears. Are you getting my point? So when you declare that my needs are supplied, suddenly somebody changes his mind about routing some things and tries to change in one direction, just so that you can get a particular job to do and have all the money that you require. So let's say it again. I have all that I need to do everything that God wants me to do.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs.
Declare, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let's say it loud. The Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me.
Even though I was lonely and afflicted.
Even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged.
He brought me out of my distresses.
He looked upon my affliction and my troubles
and forgave all my sins
because I have believed in the Son Jesus Christ.
Even though my enemies are many
and the troubles of life are increased
and there be many who hate me with violent hatred,
yet the Lord guards my soul
and delivers me.
I will not be ashamed,
for I take refuge in God.
In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved.
Say one more time. In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved.
For I wait for God.
He will never disappoint me.
I trust in him and he will never fail.
The Lord will redeem his people out of all their troubles.
Let's declare as follows. I do not sit with deceitful men,
nor will I go with pretenders. and I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence.
I shall wash my hands in innocence.
Say, Lord, I shall lay my life before you at all times. And constantly confess my shortcomings to you. I shall see your power in my life. That I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all thy wonders. Now I say this loudly. The Lord is my light and my salvation and my deliverer.
The Lord is my light and my salvation and my deliverer.
Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear?
I shall fear no one.
For
the Lord is the defense of my life.
The Lord is the defense of my life.
And there's no one that can make me afraid. Then when evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies,
they all stumbled and they fell.
Say, though a host encamp against me,
my heart will not fear.
Though wars arise against me, wars of sickness and death,
in spite of this, I shall be confident.
So though there are wars of financial adversity,
though there are wars of economic doom,
in spite of this, I shall be confident.
Though
there are wars of envies and jealousies,
in spite of
this,
I shall be confident.
Though any kind of war arise against me,
in spite of them, I shall be confident.
Say, the Lord will conceal me when trouble comes.
He will hide me in His sanctuary.
He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Say,
He will hide me in His sanctuary.
Say, I will never give up.
For I know the Lord is on my side.
Say, I will always have hope knowing that the Lord is on my side.
Say, I will not be cast down
because the Lord is on my side. Say, there will always be a smile on my face
because the Lord is on my side.
Say, I declare of the Lord,
He alone is my refuge,
my place of safety.
He's my God and I trust in Him all the time.
Say, He will rescue me from every trap
and protect me from every deadly disease.
He will shield me with His wings.
He will shelter me with His feathers.
Say, His faithful promises are my armor and protection.
Say this loud and confidently.
I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night,
nor fear the dangers of the day,
nor dread the epidemic that stalks in darkness,
nor the disaster that strikes at midday.
Though 1,000 fall at my side,
though 10,000 are dying around me,
these evils will not touch me,
because I have made the Lord my refuge.
Say, because I have made the Lord my refuge.
Say, Lord, I have made the Most High my shelter.
No evil will conquer me.
No plague will come near my dwelling place.
Because He orders His angels to protect me wherever I go.
In my going out
and in my coming in,
I am protected.
In my going out
and in my coming in,
I am protected.
I am protected from all accidents.
I am protected from kidnappers.
I am protected from armed robbers.
I am protected from all mishaps of life.
My confidence is in God.
I said my confidence is in God.
Let me just say this. When my wife and I were coming just now, we passed by a truck on the road, a transport vehicle.
And I pointed to her, I said, baby, look at that. She saw it. I said, a few years ago, about 10 years ago, there was fuel scarcity and transportation problems. And some people stopped a vehicle like that from Lagos going to Ibadan. And they all entered into the back, like maybe something between 10 and 20 people. I can't remember the exact number. Well, the driver did deliberately or accidentally, the door locked, and it was a transport vehicle for, you know, it didn't have windows. By the time it got to Ibadan, opened the door, the men were dead. They were not killed by thieves. The car didn't have accident. Maybe along the road, the door slammed, and it only has opening for from outside because it was supposed to store stuff, you know, not human beings. So I told my wife, I said, you see, those who thought they just got transportation died, they got to where they were going and they were dead. I said, ah, remember the one that Israel, how many of you know Israel? If you know Israel, say amen.
Amen.
Israel escaped that one. He was inside, either on the south or Pismas transit vehicle. The one that took off in front of him got caught in the fire. That's a truck that exploded somewhere around the Apitino Khan on it. Uh-huh. Alright? And the people there, what did they do? Nothing, they were just inside a hold up. Then one tanker full of fuel decided to explode and started killing people. So I said, baby, in this life, you have better trust in God than those who walk around without faith in God. Well, how do they manage? I said, if I'm not a Christian, you must go and swallow something. But to the worker, anyhow. No. I thank you. No, look, I thank God. Babalawo for Christ. That's what I have. You have to use your incantations. These are incantations. Solid ones. Solid ones. So before you travel, you throw something on the road. Watch a few home videos. And when they are doing their own, they do your own inside your mind. Say, okay, how am I going to do it? If somebody wants to enter somewhere that's dangerous, and he's doing something, he's a very right, that is spiritual. A lot of people say that, hey, barbaric. They don't know anything. Well, I never jammed you before. Those who have seen, they realize that you have to go one way or the other. I thank God that we know the real one. Is that here, amen? Yes, we declare the word of God. Do you get my point? That's what we do. We declare the word of God. That's how we are saying it. Alright, let's shout it loud again. Alright? He said, do a thousand fall at my side.
Do a thousand fall at my side.
And 10,000 are then around me.
These evils will not touch me. These
are the kind of words you sprinkle ahead before you travel. Listen, if there are fears, devil is prompting fears in your mind, don't keep quiet. Every accusation of the devil must be answered. Are you getting my point? They must be answered. They must be answered. I say, if people go before the throne, before a judge and accuse you wrongly, and you don't defend yourself, the judge has no choice. So when the devil accuses, go and read that little book, By Faith Acquire Life. I explained it in there. What you are hearing on the earth are actually echoes of accusation. As they are going on the heaven, they are telling you things on the earth. Hey, go away, people like you. Okay. Listen, it's your friend, though. It's your friend. The devil never comes as an enemy, really, because you will resist him. When he wanted to tempt Jesus Christ, he came in the person of Peter. And thought he was doing him good. He said, don't take any chance. People like you can't do this kind of thing. You answer, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how you answer such things. So they say, okay, I'm not saying you no go here. Say, yes, I no go here. I'm happy you know. I'm telling you, when words come against you, you answer back. Are you getting my point? Say, I have made the Lord my refuge. Say that.
I have made the Lord my refuge.
I have made the Most High my shelter.
I have made the Most High my shelter.
No evil will conquer me.
No evil will conquer me.
No plague will come near my dwelling place.
No plague will come near
the my angels place. Of the Lord are protecting me.
The angels of the Lord are protecting me.
Say, I will tramp down lions and poisonous snakes.
I will tramp down lions and poisonous snakes.
I will crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet.
I will crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet.
I will tackle seemingly difficult tasks.
I will tackle seemingly difficult tasks.
Because of the power of God working with me.
Because of the power of God working with me.
Say, because of the power of God working with me.
Because of the power of God working with me.
The Lord will rescue me because I love Him.
God will rescue me because I love Him.
He will protect me because I trust in His name.
He will protect me because I trust in His name.
He will answer me when I call.
He will answer me when I call.
He will be with me in the time of trouble.
He will be with me in the time of trouble.
He will rescue me and honor me.
He will rescue me and honor me.
He will satisfy me with long life.
And
give me His deliverance, His healing,
and His prosperity.
Say, with long life I am satisfied.
With long life I am satisfied.
I have the deliverance of the Lord.
I have the deliverance of the Lord.
I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And prosperity is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for the power of your words. Say, Lord, we thank you for the power of your words. We thank you for the power in your word. We thank you. We thank you. Because you are our shepherd,
We thank you. You always just give the Lord thanks. Now, I want just you to do something. Just think about it. Like I say all the time, there are areas, and you will know as I'm speaking, of accusations. Maybe Satan is accusing you in an area. Accusation means that you can't do this, and it tells you the reason why. Now, begin to respond to those things. You know, the doctors have said that no, people like you don't live very long beyond the age of this. It's an accusation. Therefore, declare, with long life, I will be satisfied, and I will see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will show me his salvation. Because I love him. Declare that I love the Lord, therefore long life is my portion. There are the reasons why people think that they can never do well. Either from experience or what they don't have, the qualifications they don't have. They've seen people who came up after them succeed where they did not succeed. Therefore they have begun to believe the accusations of the devil. Declare that he was made poor, that I through his poverty might be made rich. Declare that he was made poor, that I through his poverty might be made rich. Declare that I am above alone and I am not beneath. Declare that you are above alone and you are not beneath. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you if you are a believer. And therefore is giving life to your mortal bodies. If that same spirit dwells in you, even though your body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is giving it life because of righteousness. The Spirit is giving you victory because of righteousness. What is righteousness? It's a matter of faith in Christ Jesus. If you have believed and you have held on to him tightly, therefore victory is your portion. Therefore victory is your portion. Declare it therefore concerning those areas, no matter what they are saying. You have just received your certificate. You did not do very well. You don't have a very good grade. Declare that promotion does not come from the south, but God is judge. What is south? Where I'm coming from. He said, now you live in a country, you live in this particular area, you are here and there. He said, no, promotion does not come from the east or from the west. But God is judge. He lifts up one after he has brought down another. God is lifting me up because I've asked him to lift me up. God is lifting me up because I have faith in Christ Jesus and I've been raised up together with him. So my old life is passed away. Failure has 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 passed away. Premature death has passed away. In the name of Jesus Christ, premature death has passed away. Say, I'm a victor. I'm an overcomer. Declare it. Say, I'm an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Declare it loud. I'm an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am a winner in Christ Jesus. I am a victor in Christ Jesus. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not a failure in the name of Jesus Christ. Good is my portion in the name of Jesus. Greatness is my portion in the name of Jesus. I walk according to the life that is in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I have life. Give God thanks for that. Say, Father, I thank you for all these things. Because in you I live, in you I move, and in you I have my being. Father, we give you thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, the Lord is good. The Lord is good.